Charlie Villano, the best ever.
Blog Talk Radio.
71 wins in 2016. That is a world record that will never be broken. Never. Unless I decide to go for 72 next year. But see, yeah, 71 wins. I mean, hey, in 2015, I scored 33 wins in the entire year. And I thought, like, holy shit, how am I ever going to do this again? And then the next year, I go, bam, 71. That's like fucking more than doubling that shit. So, I mean, with Charlie Zeter, the sky is literally the limit, man. You saw my last fight? The way I looked, those hooks, man, those volume punches, volume punching, world-class volume punching, just like, and that's an Israeli soldier that I beat, man. Come on, man. Israeli army, man. Them motherfuckers, they don't play, man. Those guys are very tough. No, those guys are great fighters. They're very good fighters. And plus, he did MMA, too, and I beat the shit out of him. What makes that win so unique? It's like, people are like, oh, yeah, you were beating his ass, but why did he kick you? Dude, the fact that he kicked me and the fact that I punched him afterwards makes my win look even better. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it just makes it better. And like I said, the cat, that was his girlfriend that was filming the fucking the fight. You know? She cut the fucking tape. What the fuck is these delusional haters? Oh, why'd you cut the tape? Listen, you all saw me beat his ass, right? Okay, well, trust me, nothing changed once the tape was cut. He kept getting punched on the ground. I kept punching him until the staff got in and separated us. That's a TKO, you know what I mean? Like your bullshit fake stream boxing crap that the ref gets in, you know, he's had enough. Yeah, the staff literally fucking, I'm literally teeing off on him while we're on the ground, and the staff just, like, separates it. So that's TKO win for Charlie Zelenoff. Regardless, TKO, UD, it's a one-side. I hit him, okay, 11, I hit him with 11 headshots on video, plus if you count the ground. Well, of course, everything counts. I mean, he kicked and everything. The ground punches, I landed about 5. So that's 11 plus 5, that's 16 fucking power shots I landed. 16, I hit him 16 times in the face. And I didn't even get hit back, not one time, in the face. Now that's an amazing win. And that's against the Israeli fucking Special Forces soldier. Therefore, you haters that say that I beat up weak competition, you people need mental help. And cut it out, all right? I'm the best, man. I got 24 more wins until I'm 200-0. When I get to 200-0 next year, it's going to be, I mean, listen, 176-0 is like, I don't even have to fight anymore. I can retire on top and say, boom, my last fight, I beat an Israeli army soldier. I never lost. I beat everybody. This is it. I'm the greatest. I can retire on top, but, you know, it ain't even about the 200. It's just that I'm only 28. It's like, you know, I don't know. What else? I could train people, and I used to do that. I used to do that, and I used to get paid for doing that. You know what I mean? At Tiger's Gym, yeah, man. All right, remember that loser from BoxRec, Michael Barsky, that I knocked out? Okay, well, Tiger's Gym used to be his gym. Mike used to own that gym. And I used to beat Mike's ass in that gym. And people that would come there, like, you know, up-and-coming boxers would come there, and I would train them, and they would pay me. And, you know, I would make decent money and everything like that. And Mike got jealous of me. He realized that, you know, that, damn, it's like this Charlie Z, you know, it's like, fuck. Because Mike, he's a very arrogant, cocky person, and he wants everything to be about him. And the guy, he's a terrible fighter. He always gets knocked out. He claims he has a 10-1 amateur record that he got disqualified one time and all 10 of his fights were knockouts, wins. But then in the you know, fake rec pros, well, he did get knocked out for real because I was at one of his fights and he was literally out sleeping. But see, the like Mayweather, Pacquiao, those guys are fucking actors. They stage fights because of the millions and all that shit. Mike was on TV, you know, but he's a bum. I knocked him out cold, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, Yeah, I don't know, man. Kim Kardashian, I don't know. I'm just kind of getting fed up with this whole, you know, bullshit. Like, okay, is she going to get rid of Kanye West or not? You know, I made it clear. Me and my wife are done. My ex-wife, Daria. I dumped her. I'm still officially married to her, but this is it. Like, I'm already in talks with a lawyer, and we're going to file for the divorce. Me and Daria are going to get officially divorced. Therefore, you know, and yes, I said I was talking to a new girl. Like I said, man, I'm talking to new girls. This new chick I'm talking to, you know, I don't know. So something's weird, you know. I'm like, well, to go on Skype. She doesn't want to go on Skype. She's like, oh, maybe later, you know, like, I need to get to know you more. I'm like, wait a minute, what the fuck? You need to get to know me more to go on Skype with me? But you're on the phone with me right now. You know, what am I going to kidnap you from Skype? You know, what am I going to, come on, the fuck out of here. You know, what are you hiding? You know, if you're so beautiful, you know, how you say you are, you know. Because I tell her, I'm like, you're beautiful. And she's like, oh, thank you, I know. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, then we'll see that beauty then, you know what I mean? So anyway, so with that being said, I see that there's like, well, it looked like more than rumors. There was like a numerous amount of videos that Kim Kardashian is dumping Kanye West. Like, that's it, it's done. And then I see a video where it's like, oh, it's false. You know, it's they were on a date a week ago. Look, I'm tired of this bullshit, all right? I made it clear that me and Daria, see, I'm saying it right now. The champ is on air right now. I made it clear that me and Daria are done. I'm not getting back with her. She threatened me. She blackmailed me. She said if I don't get back with her, she will commit suicide. That's some psychosis bullshit. This bitch is psychotic. And two, she said if I don't get back with her, she's gonna make up a reason, because there is no reason. I never did anything to her. She says she's going to make up a reason, and she's going to get the Interpol police on me, which is laughable because I'm in America and she's in the Ukraine. Interpol, they only look for, like, killers and, you know, fucking, you know what I'm saying? Come on, this is just ridiculous. You know, it's not the point. The point is that this type of shit is in her head. With all that being said, I want to mention a girl that I really, really like and a girl that I would love to bring to the United States and, you know, date her and, you know, one day marry her and all that, you know, replacement for Daria. She's actually affiliated with Daria. I have her phone number. I talked to her on the phone many times. But Daria killed my game with her. Look, I know that it's you know, most people would say, some people would say, hey, it's fucked up, you know, whether your wife, you know, you're hooking up with your wife's friends. For one, she's not her friend. She does her nails. She works, you know, she's like, I'm not going to say her name. You know, like, salon chick. We'll just call her that. You know, she works at a salon. They cut hair there, you know, for men. You know, men go there to get their haircuts, and women go there to get their nails done and all that. All right, well, this girl works there. Daria, she told me, when me and Daria were together, but, you know, our relationship was rocky, you know, everything was, like, kind of, you know, we were having sex, so we always had sex, man, you know what I mean? Our sex life was great, but she would argue, get drunk, and you know, break mirrors in the house and cause drama and hardcore drama, you know, where, like, neighbors would literally bang on the wall, like, knock on a door, like, the neighbors would knock on the door and say, like, shut the fuck up, you know, to her, you know what I mean? And I'm saying, I'm like, you're pushing our luck, you know what I'm saying? If the cops come, you're a female, I'm a male. Even though I didn't do shit to you, and they're going to blame me that I did something to you because you can't keep your fucking mouth shut, bitch. I told her, shut the fuck up, go in that room, lay down on that bed, I'm going to close the door, and keep your mouth shut. Let me listen to my music, let me watch my fights. Shut the fuck up. That's what I'm saying. I had to go through this type of shit almost every fucking day. Fine, not every day, every week. Why do you think I left her? So anyways, Daria tells me, she says, oh, you know, I'm taking it to, you know, I'm going to get my nails done, and you need a, you know, your hair is growing, you need a haircut. I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay, well, you know, Yeah, and then the girl that's going to cut your hair, she's really sexy. I'm like, why are you telling me this? Are you, you know, I'm like, you're my wife. I'm like, I'm sure she's not as sexy as you are. She's like, yeah, but, you know, I'm going to be watching you, you know, so you won't be staring at her. I'm like, whoa, okay, well. I'm like, Daria, how about we do this? I'm like, baby, how about, well, I used to call her baby. She was my, I'm like, baby, how about we do this? I go on a different day. How about I go when some old fat lady cuts my hair, therefore you don't get jealous. She's like, no, it's okay. Just, we'll go when she's there. Because, you know, she's doing my nails, and she's going to cut your hair first, and then she's going to do my nails. I'm like, all right. So we get in. Me and Daria go to this place. And I'm mad at her. I'm already thinking of breaking up with her. Because, come on, if everything was great, I wouldn't be looking at other women. I wouldn't be thinking about getting with other women. I wouldn't be thinking about fucking other women. But since Daria is such a nervous wreck and a pain in the ass, I was, you know, well, regardless, any man that would see this girl would just, their jaw would drop. So, and I see this girl that that Daria was talking about, the salon chick that does her nails and was gonna cut my hair, you know, give me a haircut, you know what I mean? I was like, holy fucking shit! Like, and she looks just as good, and maybe even better than Daria. In my opinion, I think she's even better than Daria. She was just like, fuck, like goddamn, like. I'm like, wow. No, I mean, I kept it to myself. I didn't say a word. I was like, holy shit, you know what I mean? No, the girl's beautiful, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, she gave me a haircut, and like I tipped her, and, you know, I was like, you know, we talked, we had, you know, she was very friendly and everything, and I'm like, damn, you know, I'm like, and Daria's just like looking there, and then she told me later that day, she's like, fuck, I got kind of jealous, you know, when you were fucking, you know. I'm like, listen, what was this all about? What, did you want to start new drama? And you, like, why did you take me, like, you know, when she's there? So what? So, you know, if you knew that I was going to like her, like, why did you take me? You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. If you're in a relationship where, see, I was in a toxic relationship. If my relationship wasn't toxic, I wouldn't give a fuck about that fine-ass chick, because my wife is a fine-ass chick, you know what I'm saying? But since me and my wife were in a toxic relationship, I was like, damn. And then Daria got into another argument with me where I said, you know what, I've had it. I'm thinking, like, I need to go back to the United States, or I need to do something. I need to either kick her out, because I pay the rent for this house, and totally delusional haters that thought that she was paying the rent. Some crazy hater said that Daria's paying the rent. No, she wasn't. not a penny. I was paying the whole thing. All the rent. I mean, like, she chipped in before, like, when we would go eat and stuff like that. But no, you know, the rent, no, I covered all the rent. So I asked Daria, I'm like, I mentioned that girl's name from the salon. I say, you know what? I have a solution. You go find somebody else and give me that girl's number. You know what I'm talking about. And she actually gave me her number. I didn't, like, at first I was skeptical. I was like, wait a minute, is she really giving me her number? Because Daria has that psycho up for me. And I called the next day, and that chick picked up the phone. It was really her. It was her cell phone number. I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, hey, how you doing, beautiful? I'm like, it's, you know, I'm like, how you doing? It's Charlie, Daria's husband, or shall I say ex-husband. I'm leaving her. And she was like, oh, hey, how are you? Yeah. And then the phone connection got cut off, you know, because the phone reception was really bad. Then I called her again, and she picks up again. And then again, the phone connection got cut off. And I called her, and the phone kept getting cut off. Then, I don't know if this is true, but because Daria calls me and says, she's like, hey, that salon girl, she just called me, and she just told me, stop calling her. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, well, the thing is, I already left the house, and I was already, like, planning to leave Daria, you know what I'm saying? So So it's not really, okay, is it fucked up to hit on other girls while you're married? Yes, it is, but this bitch was making my life a living hell, man. You know what I'm saying? That's not cheating. I told her, it's over. I'm like, it's done. It's, you know, that's it. And I left the house, and then I called that girl. But then, yeah, then when we passed things up, I you know, that's it. And I stopped calling her, and I just continued fucking my wife. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying. And then, now that me and my wife are, like, completely separated, I'm in L.A., she's in Ukraine, I dumped her, you know, this is it, I had enough. I called up that salon girl again. And I talked to her, and from my understanding, Daria knows her. She's not her friend, but she's her good acquaintance. Daria said that girl, she has a kid from another guy, but she's not with that guy anymore. So I called this girl, and I talked to her. She was very friendly with me, and I told her, look, I'm an American now. I see an American number calling you. I'm serious. I'm done with Daria. It's over. She's like, oh, I see, okay, but then she tells me that she has a husband, and I'm like, okay, but, you know, Daria said you and your husband are done. She's like, yeah, and then she says she has another husband. Now, that is bullshit. That's bullshit, because Daria told me that she's single. Well, here's what happened. Daria told her to tell me that she has a new husband, so I won't. You know, so I'll stop hitting on her. You know what I'm saying? Basically, if that hot ass fucking beautiful salon girl didn't know who Daria, like, I'd get her in a split second. I already got her number. You know what I mean? That's a plus. Like with Kim Kardashian, like if she divorces Kanye West, I gotta go to that restaurant and I gotta hope to see her, and you know, or not. I can definitely meet her. You know, I can just ask them what time she shows up and show up at that time, and I gotta hope for her to say yes. You know, but this girl, I already have her number. You know what I'm saying? But so my homie, he gave me this advice. He says, officially divorce Daria, and text pictures of the papers to that salon chick, and I guarantee you she'll get with you then. Because the reason why she's not getting with you is because of your wife. Your wife is preventing you from getting with her. Because, you know, you lost feelings for your wife. You don't want to be with her. She's crazy. She's a psycho. But this girl seems normal. You know, you want to get with her. That's it. That would be the ultimate revenge, honestly. Because, you know, like, think about it. Three times I went to Ukraine for one girl. Ukraine has the most, okay. Ukraine has the most beautiful women in the world. I mean, hands down, bar none. Just like I'm the best boxer in the world, hands down, bar none. I know this is a boxing radio, and I'm talking about women more than boxing right now. But, yeah, Ukraine has the most beautiful girls. I could have gotten any chick there. Any girl. You know what I'm saying? But I chose Daria, and I went there three different times for her, knowing her antics, knowing her bad behavior. But then when I found out her, when she was blackmailing me, and oh my God, that's it. Fuck that. I gotta get the fuck out of here before it's too late. And I did. I did. I won 5 fights since my comeback to the United States. I won 11 fights in the Ukraine. I'm a beast, man. I'm the greatest of all time. And, yeah, I've been reading some of the comments, you know, people mentioning me fighting Sergey Kovalev. I would kill that guy, man. That dude is not on my level, man. You can, those power shots would knock out anybody. Those power shots would knock out a young Lennox Lewis, a young Mike Tyson, a young George Foreman, especially a young Muhammad Ali. Dude, if Joe Frazier's left hook dropped him, then my power shots, do you understand I had 12-ounce gloves, man? Yeah, man, eventually I would have knocked him out. If the gym staff didn't separate us, I would have knocked him out. Power shots are just, literally, it's like atomic bombs going off, man. It's like fucking bam, bam, bam. I can win another fight, but the thing is, that's a perfect win. That's like the best way to end the year. I might as well save, you know, the best for the new year, You know what I mean? Just like this year. You know, I don't know if I'm gonna fight on New Year's, because New Year's like this, and there's not a lot of people. But this year, I beat the fuck out of a third degree black belt fighter. I fucking destroyed him. Look how I start the year and look how I end the year. January 1st, 2016. Y'all remember that motherfucker? He had a Lakers beanie. And I just like teed off on him, just went off on him, and just bam, 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 just beat the living shit out of him. You know what I'm saying? Look at how I end the year. Beat the living shit out of Israeli Special Forces. I mean, 71 wins. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe I'll get another one before the year is over. But what's the point? Look, it's almost Christmas. Trust me. You're all, whoever's listening to this radio, it's the GOAT speaking, the greatest of all time. I've been winning fights for a long time, right? And I'm telling you, on Thanksgiving, well, I mean Thanksgiving, everything was closed. I'm saying the day before Thanksgiving and the day after Thanksgiving, I went to the gym. I could not get fights. I had to go back home without fights. And then the third day I went, there was still nobody there. That's what I'm saying. When it's fresh off a holiday, before the holiday, right after the holiday, you don't go looking for opponents because it's the holidays. Thank God I got this win. That's it. I mean, there's a chance I could find an opponent, but it's better to wait for, like, after the new year. Like, early, like, the first, second week of January, yeah, I'll get it. That's when I go to get 177. But to prove what, man? What? There's no rush. I beat everybody. You know what I'm saying? What, so I can stack up more wins and forget about that jumping? That pussy bouncer? Dude, I would put that guy to sleep. He needed an extra person. Dude, that's not a fight. His boy fucking tackled me. He was, you know, throwing punches at me. That's not a fight. That's called being jumped. Okay, well, a day passed and I went and beat the fuck out of an Israeli soldier, man. That Israeli soldier would beat the fuck out of both those guys that jumped me, man. Fuck it, forget about it. Yeah, it doesn't feel good, you know, but whatever, man. I fucking want to fight after that, man. That was certainly not a fight. I'm still undefeated, obviously. Okay, then. That motherfucker, I called him outside. I said, well, right now, let's go outside. And, dude, I've been fighting every 2 days. I beat a Bellator dude, 12-0 Bellator dude. His name is Jared. I don't know his last name. They told me his name is Jared. Tall-ass black guy, like 6'4", 6'5". Like an 86-inch reach. I beat the shit out of this dude, man. Like I said, every year, at least one TV clown is destined to get their ass beat by Charlie Zelenoff. Every year. It's happened every year. Last year, remember the EFC bitch? I beat a K-1 dude last year. 2014, I beat Gilles Zavala. I actually saw Gilles Zavala like a week ago. Yeah. He saw me. He didn't say a word to me. You know, I mean, I beat the fuck out of this guy on video. You know what I mean? I outboxed him with that left jab. He certainly doesn't want a rematch. Yeah, he just came there to run the treadmill at the UFC gym. I saw Chills Wall. Yeah. Dude, I've seen Chills Wall at least five times in my about five times. The second time I seen him, I challenged him. You know, the other times I seen him, he never wanted to fight. You know, but then I just, you know, we ignored each other. We didn't say anything. Well, what rematch, man? It was a shutout. My left jab hit Gilles Zavala. I hit him in the stomach over and over and over again. There was no controversy. I understand Deontay Wilder. With Deontay Wilder, I hit Deontay Wilder in the jaw. I TKO'd him. There's no controversy in that. But then, second fight, you know, I was hitting him. He was hitting me. He scores a lucky knockdown. He gets disqualified. You know, he tells the media he knocks me out. I tell everybody the truth that I knocked him out. I did knock him out. You know, I TKO'd him. So a rematch with Wilder makes more sense with Zavala, even though Zavala was stronger than Wilder. You know, against Gilles Zavala, that was prime Charlie Zelenoff. You know, I just performed at a very high level. And the highest level possible. You know, I mean, much better boxing skills than that Daquan Mayweather Jr. And yeah, I mean, right now the goal is just to find you know, the right girl. You know, I mean, like I said, I'm talking to this new girl, but I don't know. She says she may go on video later, but she's like, I don't know. Maybe she's shy. I don't know. We'll see. Just give it time, I guess. It's just kind of weird because, like, oh, most of the time I meet a girl on the internet, I just automatically either go on Skype or Vibe or WhatsApp. You know, they have the video calling thing. You know, you can just video call. You know what I mean? That's what I wanted to do. And not a big deal. I mean, she says she's beautiful like she is. I mean, if she on the photos, she looks great. She looks, you know, sexy, you know, very sexy. You know, I'm like, okay, well, I'm not gonna say where she was, but she does not live in LA. She lives for pretty far. I'm telling her, I'm like, yeah, like if she lived in LA, then fuck it, you know, whatever. You know, I'll just go and see you. You know what I mean? But if I'm going to go that far, no, it's not Ukraine. But still, if I'm going to go that far, I need to see who I'm talking to because, you know, look, the site where I meet these hot chicks at, I got married from this website. I got married with Daria. You know, I fucked another girl from that website. You know, her name is Julia. She was really hot. Every girl I met on there was hot, but still, you know what I'm saying? One, like, she was, like, she had a body, but her face didn't look as good as it did on the pictures. That's what I'm saying, you know what I mean? No, she had a nice body, but her face just was not as hot as it looked on the pictures. That's what I'm saying. Most likely, she's hot, but I need to make sure, because, you know, I'm not saying she's a cow or anything like that. No, come on. I mean, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I need to see her. You know, if you're a beautiful girl, you ain't got nothing to hide. You got nothing to hide. Just show yourself on video. But look, you know, the ultimate goal is to find the right woman and keep her and everything like that. But no, I'm gonna keep talking to her. You know, if I'd say a couple days go by and she still doesn't want to go on video, then I'm just going to be like, fuck this, you know. I'm good, you know what I mean? But, yeah, it sucks that salon chick, man, that girl is so fucking sexy, man, fuck. I mean, wow. Yeah, Ukrainian women, but I'm saying she's like a fucking model. Like, goddamn, I would fuck the lights out of her. Like, the thing is, see, Daria's not friends with her because every time, okay, come on, Daria was my wife. She would have like these, you know, like kickbacks, you know, like throwback, like, I mean, not throw, what am I saying, not throwback, kickbacks, you know, like parties, you know what I mean? Like where she would invite, like, you know, like girls night out type shit, you know what I mean? Yeah, she would invite all these girls, but she would never invite that girl. So that just goes to show she's not friends with her. She's acquaintances with her. But because she is preventing me and her from hooking up because she's jealous. That's why I think, I'm pretty sure that she told that girl to tell me that she has a new husband. Come on. Maybe she does, but, you know, who the fuck, even if she does have a new husband, who the fuck is he, man? Is he 176-0? Does he have 144 knockouts? Yeah, is he on Boxing Legends TV knocking motherfuckers out? Did he beat Deontay Wilder? Did he beat Gil Zavala? Did he beat that Israeli soldier? Did he beat 13 U.S. Marines? Fuck no. Is his name Charlie Zelenoff? Hell no, we don't even know what the fuck his name is, man. Whatever, he ain't got a name, man. Whatever his name is, he ain't got a name. See what I'm saying? So who the fuck is he, man? My homie, we're going overtime. My homie told me, get a divorce and then get with that girl. I'm like, are you sure about this? I'm like, well, I'm getting a divorce no matter what. You know, she's like, get an official divorce, show that girl, you have her number, you got her contacts, which is a plus. When you get the divorce, then you hit her up. Don't hit her up now, because you're going to get the same answers, like, oh, I'm sorry, you know. Yeah, she told me, due to respect to Daria, you know, I can. Plus, I've, you know, she says she had a new husband. It's bullshit. Daria, those are Daria's words that Daria just told her to say. See, that just goes to show you that I lost feelings for my wife. You know, why the fuck would I be calling her acquaintances? You know what I mean? Her hot, sexy acquaintances, you know, that, you know, she has a nice booty, you know, she's great body, great face, her fucking, man. I mean, my wife was a goddess, you know what I'm saying? My wife is a goddess, you know what I'm saying? No matter what, she's a goddess, but, you know, hey, you know, but I think God is going to give me a much better girl. I told her, I said, hey, listen, you think that being beautiful and sexy and all that, you think, okay, that's a plus, but that's a huge plus, but, okay, that's a plus if you want, like, for a side piece or a fuck buddy, yeah, okay, but you're my wife, you gotta act, yeah, you can cook good, you're a professional chef, but your attitude is terrible, you're crazy, what the fuck? If you want to get your husband back, you're going to blackmail him and say that, oh, if you don't get back with me, I'm going to commit suicide, or I'm going to get the Interpol police on you. Like, what the fuck? That's dangerous. See, now I'm not in any kind of danger. I'm in L.A. I'm in America. She's in goddamn God knows fucking Ukraine. Okay, but if I ever would go back there, even not for her, even if I would go back there for another girl, she would automatically find out, because you know I'm going to fucking fight somebody. You know, I always fight. You know I'm going to fight somebody and beat the shit out of some boxer, some heavyweight boxer, some heavyweight, you know, wrestler, or some MMA fighter, and I'm going to post it on YouTube, and Daria's going to see it, and she's going to be like, oh, fuck, he's back in Ukraine. Boom. Then I'm fucked. Especially if I'm with another girl. Then I'm fucked. You know, then she can pull whatever strings she wants. But here in L.A., you know, safe. But, but the thing is with that salon chick that I like, yeah, like, it's like this, man. You know, when I get divorced officially, well, I mean, I like her a lot, but I mean, no, I don't think it's going to take, I don't know if it's going to take 6 months, because me and Daria don't have kids, you know, thank God we don't have kids, fuck, I don't want to be, have to pay alimony, fuck that shit. I want to have kids with the woman that I want to spend my whole life with. I'm not going to spend my life with Daria, man, she's just another quarter, man. It's, you know, it sucks, you know, that, you know, I'm 28, you know, I got married, man, I got married, I had a wedding, I got married when I was 26, I was with her for 2 years, man, you know, but, so it's an experience, man. People get married, people get divorced, man. You know, Michael Jordan was married for like 20-something years, man. Now he has a new girlfriend, man. You know, it's life, man. You know, people get married and stay together for decades, and then they get divorced, you know, and somehow they just get over it, you know what I mean? It's just like 2 years. I mean, it's a lot, but for me it's a lot, you know, because, you know, when I was younger, I used to, you know, I had a lot of women, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, but the Kim Kardashian, you know, like, I was going to go to the restaurant today and go see her, or you know, or go, it's been a while, I don't know if she still goes there, I wanted to go there and talk to her acquaintances, like her, there's some homegirls there that are cool there, you know, just ask about her, be like, does Kim still come here? But if she's still with Kanye West, look, when I see officially on YouTube, on television, whatever, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are divorced. She filed for divorce. When I see that, then I'm going to go to the restaurant. If I don't, I don't know. I have this other girl that I'm talking to. Then, yeah. But now I'm seeing videos that saying that she's not divorced, that it's rumors. That's the problem with this whole fucking celebrity shit. Just because I'm a celebrity doesn't mean that my girlfriend has to be a celebrity. You know what I'm saying? I think it's much better. Like, see, like that salon chick, I'm going to say like this. She is not nearly as known as Kim Kardashian, but she looks even better than her. Or just as good as her. Like, she's literally, she's so fucking hot. Dude, in Ukraine, they have so many beautiful women. Like, you're walking the streets of Ukraine. It's like the girls at the Playboy Mansion. Like, yeah, but the thing is, they got women that look naturally that good. Them bitches at the Playboy Mansion, you know, they're fine as fuck, yeah. But see, like, I like fake boobs and everything like that, you know, yeah. But fake asses, I mean, that's a little too far, man. You know what I mean? All my women had real asses, you know what I mean? A lot of girls nowadays get fake asses and shit like that. That's like ass. No, Kim's real. Her ass and her boobs too. I mean, yeah, she's. I'm just saying, Kimmy needs to fucking divorce this bum once and for all, and then the champ. You know, then I'll go to that restaurant and I'll do my best to get with her. Yeah, my homie said that once you divorce Daria, this is it. That salon girl that you want, she's yours. That I can bring her out to America, because by no means am I ever going back to Ukraine. Because I'm telling you, man, once I'm there, even if I don't have a fight there, I'm going to have a fight there if I'm there. You know me, I always fight. Once I post a fight video, she watches all my YouTube, all my fights on YouTube. She watches all my UBF title fights. Once she sees me, and she's going to recognize it's her neck of the woods. She's going to be like, oh, shit, he's back here. Oh, that's it. Boom. I don't need that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Hell, even fucking Claudia left me alone. You know what I mean? Claudia knows where I live. Claudia's in LA, you know what I mean? And she left me alone. Daria, I don't know. This woman is. I'll say this: Claudia was in love with me, but not as much as Daria. Daria got my name tatted, but see, Daria's, she's psycho. I don't want to be with a psycho bitch, man. It's scary to be with a girl like that, man. It's like fuck, man. It's like you don't know what the fuck's in her head, man. Yeah, but as of 2017, I'm going to get to 200. No, I'm going to continue whooping everybody's ass. My next fight is going to be